contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A lot of Americans found new jobs in February. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, the most for any month since President Trump took office. Fox's Tara Lynn Wagner details the just-released employment report live.
Well, that's right, Dave. We're looking at huge numbers here. 313,000 new jobs added in February, much higher than expected, and the most since July of 2016. The unemployment rate did not change. That remains at a low 4.1% for what is now the fifth month in a row. Another closely watched number, wage gains. That fell from 2.8% year over year in January to 2.6% in February. And immediately after the numbers were announced, all the futures turned upward. We'll, of course, be watching that throughout the day. Dave?
Tara Lynn, the Dow could go up almost 200 points. South Korea's president says denuclearization really is on track, calling historic a meeting being planned between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who has been wary of North Korea's diplomatic overtures, said talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will not happen right away.
So now I think it's a question of agreeing on the timing of that first meeting between the two of them and a location, and that will take some weeks before we get all that worked out.
Kim, who is committed to denuclearization and to suspending nuclear and missile tests, has reneged on prior agreements with both Presidents Clinton and George W. Bush. Dave?
John, a former Trump campaign aide who made a name for himself the other day defying the Russia investigation, is due in court this hour.
Sam Nunberg, who said he would not cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller, even daring him to arrest him on the air, will go before a federal grand jury today. Nunberg, who was fired from the Trump campaign, changed his mind after the TV appearances, which were so bizarre, one TV anchor accused him of being drunk on the air.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Democrats want ex-Trump campaign chairman or manager Corey Lewandowski subpoenaed to return to the House Intelligence Committee to answer more questions. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1069 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1069. 800-600-1069.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
President Trump is moving forward with tariffs on key imports.
A strong steel and aluminum industry are vital to our national security. Absolutely vital.
He is exempting Canada and Mexico and has the flexibility to put in other exemptions as well. Some of his fellow Republicans are not happy.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch says he generally supports the president on most things, but not on the new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports.
I'm disappointed, is what I should say, because we just passed a tax bill, and this kind of flies in the face of that.
Hatch says the tariffs are taxes on a lot of things consumers buy. House Speaker Paul Ryan also fears unintended consequences. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer actually says there's some common ground with the president on trade.
We're closer on this issue than I've been with either the Bush or Obama administrations.
But adds the tariff policy should focus more on China. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Florida's governor will meet this morning with victims' families 3 weeks after the high school massacre in Parkland as he considers signing a gun and school safety bill that includes a provision he's against, allowing some teachers to be armed. A controversial abortion bill is awaiting the governor's signature in Mississippi.
The bill that would make most abortions illegal after 15 weeks of pregnancy is headed to Mississippi Republican Governor Phil Bryant's desk. Lawmakers in Mississippi's Republican-controlled legislature sent the bill yesterday, but because of paperwork, it won't reach the governor until next week. House Bill 1510 includes two exceptions. If the fetus has a health problem that would prevent it from surviving outside the womb at full term, or if the pregnant woman's life or major bodily function is threatened by the pregnancy.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The state's only abortion provider is already pledging to sue. Utility crews are putting in overtime in the northeast. The storm that dumped more than 2 feet of snow in some areas has left more than 280,000 homes and businesses still without power today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Weather brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. You need your janitorial supplies, you buy local. They got everything you need, and they deliver. Betsy and Brad Park, CMIClean.com, online, CMIClean.com, or call them 359-6262.
Starting out with sunshine, but more clouds this afternoon. Today's high around 42, down to 26 this evening. 48 the high tomorrow with plenty of sunshine, but more clouds in the evening and a low 28. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 43, down to 27. Sunshine back to work Monday, up into the mid-40s once again. So we got a trend here, but I'm not seeing any precipitation, which is nice. Enjoy the weekend. Temperatures currently at 24. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and of course, the week from tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
We're at 27.
27?
Yeah.
Cold. St. Patrick's Day coming up. Houlihan's next week. We'll have like Irish nachos and Reuben sliders and Reuben sandwich. iHotel Conference Center. It's Houlihan's restaurant. We'll be serving the Irish nachos, Reuben sliders, Reuben sandwich, corned beef, and cabbage beginning on Monday.
Excellent.
All right. What do we got? Lou Lier, where are you?
So, Stevie, I'm in West Palm Beach. It's a great life.
So what's the temperature in Palm Beach?
I think it's going to be 72 today.
Come on, man.
And I'm at this hotel with, I think it's the home of the Astros here because everybody's got Houston Astros shirts on. But then there's Iowa and Notre Dame and Illinois. And it's really a touristy place with everybody coming in for spring training, you can tell.
Well, okay, so you're going to a Cardinals-Houston game tonight in West Palm Beach, and then you're
tonight.
Roger Dean Stadium tomorrow for Cardinals in Miami.
Absolutely, yep.
And you'll be hanging around batting practice. When you see the guys batting practice, Lou, what you need to do is say, hey, Matt Carpenter, yeah, that's good swing, couple things, come here.
I just got his pictures. He hasn't been playing. I just learned I read it in the paper today.
He got his back issues.
He's got a pulled muscle. Yeah.
Something going on. And then you get to have dinner. Yeah. You get to have dinner with some of the Cardinals tomorrow night.
I know it. I know it. Matt Carpenter would be great if he's there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I'll take out a star.
Yeah. Tell me what you got and let me know how it goes, Lou. It's great hearing your voice. Now put your sunscreen on now.
Absolutely. And my sunglasses. It's really hurting my eyes right now.
Oh, man. It's like.
Have a good day, Stevie.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks for checking in, my friend. Lou Lier down at West Palm Beach, headed to Jupiter, part of the Cardinals spring training. ESPN 93.5. Great hearing from him. Such a good guy.
Uh-huh.
That guy's such a good guy.
Big Cardinals fan.
Oh, yeah. He's a former director of the Alumni Association and just a lovely man.
Uh-huh. Great.
Okay, a good weekend to test drive at Honda BMW in Champaign. They really know how to do this. They got hundreds of Hondas on the lot, and they were awarded the Honda President's Award for 2017. That's given out very sparingly, and it was given out to them because they've been so darn good. So you know you have really an award-winning dealership right here off of Neil at Burwash. So you got that. They're going to take care of you because now they got this. Boy, everyone's watching. Are they that good? Yeah, they are. Service, sales, after the sale. Go see Ben Quattrone. They got the BMW side, which is impeccable. Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com. Congratulate them on their Honda President's Award for 2017. 809, study, opiate overdose among children nearly doubles. Number of children admitted to hospitals for opiate overdose has nearly doubled in the last 10, 12 years. The study, which published in the journal Pediatrics, looked at children between the ages of 1 and 17 who were admitted to hospitals and pediatric intensive care units with opiate-related diagnosis from 2004 to 2015. Number of children admitted to hospitals, opiate overdose, nearly doubled in that time. Always like talking to Dr. John Dybin, Origins Recovery Centers down in Florida. John, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, heartbreaking to see this number go up.
Yep.
What do we do?
Well, there's several things. I mean, one, as long as we continue to have the epidemic of opioids just flooded into our homes and our streets, we're going to see this continue to happen. But the biggest thing that is preventative with this is that people have got to realize if you have opiates, if you go to the dentist and you get some wisdom teeth pulled and he gives you a script for Percocets or OxyContin or something, you got to recognize as adults that what you have there is so dangerous that it's literally killing. It killed about 40,000 adults in 2016 alone. So you've got to treat any opioids in your home like you would treat a loaded gun. Because though we're seeing this increase in kids who are having opioid overdoses, and some of them are might be teenagers or something going to, you know, kind of experimenting, a lot of them are just little kids. Parents who have little kids know that little kids have two jobs. One is to argue with you. The other job is to find things they shouldn't put in their mouth and put it in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So these are dangerous. They're deadly poisons, and you've got to treat them as seriously as a loaded gun.
Okay, Diane was telling me this farm parties.
Yes, like PHARM, pharmaceutical party.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that, where kids sneak a couple of pills out of the parents' medicine cabinet, and then they put it in a bowl at a party where they're just going to be chill all night and just take a few of something, and they don't even know what it is?
Absolutely. They call them Skittles parties before they call them farm parties, and essentially that's exactly what it is. They'll all just kind of raid their parents' medicine cabinets, and if they have, you know, these drugs in their cabinets not locked up, and listen, there's a lot of people listening right now that are good people, well-intentioned, but I'll bet you if you look in your medicine cabinet right now, you've got things that are powerful, addictive drugs and drugs that can kill. And if they're not locked up, then kids, you know, can get into them accidentally and intentionally.
But John, my kids would never do that.
That is the last sad words of so many parents.
Mm-hmm.
Just like someone would say, my kids would. I've told my kid not to play with my gun, so I just leave it laying around on the coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
It's that crazy. In the same way that you wouldn't do that. You would tell kids don't play with the gun, but you'd also keep it locked up safely. You've got to do the same thing with these drugs, because we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of kids that are ending up in the ER for this.
What are you saying? Somebody was
Juul
sniffing? What is that?
Is the new thing. Juul. Like it's kind of like vaping, only it looks like a thumb drive or something. Has that come up in your area?
We're starting to see it, especially it's interesting with the middle schoolers. It is vaping. It's exactly vaping. The same thing as in an e-cigarette or in any vape, but it's hidden. And so, again, one of the concerns, definitely vaping is something that we see as an increasing concern in middle and high schools, because it can be done with almost no trace very easily. And kids are putting things in the different vaping liquids, so you have no idea what's in there, and they're doing it all over the place. They're doing it in school, they're doing it wherever, and parents really don't, and the adults around them are having a hard time seeing it and catching it.
Right. I mean, it looks on this Juul vaping device, it looks like a thumb drive, and it looks like, you know, it doesn't look like a pipe or anything like that. And like you said, the puff of vapor is just, and they can just do one hit, so to speak, and it's really sends them into the buzz mode immediately. And they say after the three times, it's nicotine addictive.
Mm.
Kids start getting headaches. They start getting nosebleeds, dry mouth. And the parents are wondering, you know, what's happening to my kid? And they're getting addicted to this Juul.
And that's why a key for parents is pay attention to everything. Do not let anything slide. You know, the idea that my kid's don't do that. My kids won't do that. Every parent wants to believe that. I'm the parent of four children ages 20 to 1.5.
Wow.
I get it. I've been through it and I'm going right. So I want to believe, I've always wanted to believe that my kids would never do anything. And fortunately, my kids are all doing well. But in the adolescent years, especially with my oldest, I saw that my perfect kid will do things that I didn't think she would ever do. Mm. And that's just, as parents, we don't want to believe it. So the key is, whether you believe it or not, if you see changes that you can't explain, or if you see new things lying around that you can't explain, address it, talk about it, don't ignore it.
How do people find you, John?
The easiest thing is just go to originsrecovery.com, and you can find me as well as a lot of information.
I would love you to be on the beach someday with no work, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either, but at least I get to experience it sometimes down here.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
You bet.
Dr. John Dybin is his name. It's kind of funny. We talked to him exactly where Lou Lea was, West Palm Beach. What are the odds I talked to West Palm Beach, Florida, two times in a row?
Off the air with John, I mentioned St. Louis Cardinals. He said, oh, yeah, plenty of fans down here.
All right.
That Juul, by the way, J-U-U-L pods. Mm. And I just, Googled the flavors of mango and cool mint and fruit medley, creme brulee, cool cucumber. So, it sounds attractive to these teenagers, these Juul pods.
You are.
And they're only, $8 for a pack of four on eBay. Who's checking that?
You are so worldly. I had no idea of any of this. Farm parties?
Yeah.
I knew people
I'm trying to keep up because I'm in the zone with 14 to 20 on my age bracket.
I don't even know what that thing is, what you're talking about. It looks like a stick.
It looks like a thumb drive.
What is it?
See, people think it goes into the computer and downloads music, but they put it in their mouth and they take a quick hit, and the vapor puff is just really small. They say that the kids sneak it in their sleeve.
I see.
So the vapor goes in their sleeve, and they don't even have a puff of smoke all around them.
I got another idea. Now, this one probably be under the bad idea one. But you know those things you go to the park with all the nursery kids and you've got these little bungee things attached to them? They don't want. I think we have to do that with our kids till they're 18. What do you think?
And in addition to not letting them be on the phone until then.
Well, if you strap to them, they're not going to be on the phone. But that's probably a little too much.
For the smartphone for those only 18 and up.
Yeah, well, that, and then if you're bungeed to them, then chances are at least you'll be there at the farm parties. And
once again,
great
idea, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sure that'll be a big hit.
It's a little court thing. It's a little awkward than a driving, but, here we go, sports headlines.
All right. The hockey feasibility study is out, and Division I hockey, who knows? We need the support of the community and the U of I for this $50 million facility. Actually, a text in to 359-2255 saying, exactly where is that? I'm trying to
hit
Google Maps, and I'm not sure where this hockey complex will go.
I think you're talking Champagne Surplus to the east, over that area.
Okay.
So you go to Champagne Surplus, and you go over. You've got to deal with the tracks, and then you go.
I was thinking more Manzella's, Chester Street.
No, I think it's more near across to the east of Champagne Surplus, to what I understand.
Okay.
But it's going to be a massive area.
Right.
They're going to need your building, and people that are down there are going, woohoo, I'm finally selling this dump for $1 million because they're going to get bought out because people are going to need the retail space as well. It'll be dynamite for downtown, so I guess conversely for retail and for business in Champaign, if I were the mayor, like Mayor Deb Frank Finan, I'd probably want it down there too. As an aesthetic and a campus, to me it makes sense south by the I Hotel and in and out access and easy parking and just a university complex.
Right, we just have kind of an athletic campus.
I think that makes sense for me to get into downtown and traffic and parking and all that stuff that will certainly... be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So
Speaking of hockey, Carolina Hurricanes beat the Blackhawks 3-2 yesterday. San Jose over the Blues 2-0. Illinois baseball in Greenville, South Carolina, taking on Michigan State at 1 today. College basketball definitely trending. Selection Sunday comes our way this week.
And all those brackets people still fill out because they want to win some money. Check your weather.
High 42 down to 26. 48 tomorrow with sunshine down to 28. Up to 45. Clouds on Sunday. We're starting out sunny on all of these days, and then more clouds into the afternoon. Right now, the temperature is at 28. ESPN 93.5.
ABET Brothers tickets go on sale 10 a.m. They'll be in town in September. You can go to statefarmcenter.com, buy tickets beginning at 10 a.m. for that.
Darren T. and Muhammad won tickets from us. Congratulations. Thanks for listening.
And spring ahead. Tomorrow night, when you go to bed Saturday night, you spring ahead. You lose an hour of sleep, but we gain that hour of daylight. Unbelievable. We're here already.
Checking those smoke alarms, too, while you're at it.
Yep. ESPN 93.5. It's 8:20.
Fox Business Network, the numbers are out and they are huge. Hiring surged in February, 313,000 new jobs added, much higher than expected, the most since July of 2016 and the most for any month in the Trump presidency. The unemployment rate did not change. That remains at a low 4.1% for what is now the fifth month in a row. Some of the industries that saw the most growth, construction employment increased by 61,000 jobs, retail added 50,000 new jobs, and another 50,000 new jobs in professional and business services. The Labor Department says wage gains fell from the previous month to 2.6% year-over-year growth. That's from 2.8% in January. Now, just prior to the release of the report, market futures were down. Immediately after the numbers were announced, all the arrows turned upward. Dow futures jumped 150 points in the moments following the release. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Tara Lynn Wagner.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen, it's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
The ABET Brothers. September 27th, 7:30 p.m., State Farm Center in Champaign. True Sadness, available now. Tickets on sale Friday, March 9th at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com. 866-ILINI-1 and the Illinois Ticket Office at State Farm Center. The ABET Brothers. Feelings. Presented by State Farm Center.
SBNU.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gotts.
A team asked a prospect if he likes men. I feel like we all sort of understand that's not an appropriate job interview question, and I think we understand, and we can argue about it, but I think we understand that while you might want all the information in the world about the person you're interviewing because you're making an investment, you're not entitled to everything that you want. If you want to do journalism on this story, somebody needs to smoke this person out. Put them out in public so we can all look at them. You know, I never call for hugely punitive things. Sometimes I think the shame is enough, but sometimes I think the shame is necessary. Like, I don't think it that often. I'm always looking around and saying to myself, oh, this is a bummer. Like, this person did the wrong thing, and I would still, I feel bad for the people in public shame, but some people deserve it.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program.
ESPN 93.5, American Idol returns Sunday night on ABC this time.
Yes, and judges are Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Ryan Seacrest is back as host.
Okay.
Coming up on Sunday.
Boy, Ryan Seacrest has got some stuff he's dealing with.
I know it.
But the accusations that he abused his hairdresser.
Well, and this, I'm sure, was all pre-recorded, so...
Yeah, I'm sure it's in the can and done. Is it going to be the same format? Kind of come into a room? You made it through?
Here's it will air twice a week, Sundays and Mondays. The second one is opposite NBC's The Voice.
Well, we'll see. See how it is. I always enjoyed it. What I didn't like about American Idol is when they'd follow around and do a story on somebody that was really bad, and then they'd just laugh at them, essentially. And they did a feature, so they told all their friends, and that was just not good. I didn't like that part.
Right.
But Fox is airing the Confessions of O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
How many people watching American Idol know who O.J. Simpson even is?
Right.
That was 24 years ago?
Wow.
A long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's an old show, too. I mean, right? I think it's the replay of the... Anyway. I don't think I...
For some reason, there's still this fascination.
Well, because a guy killed his girlfriend and friend and got away with it. That's the fascination.
We think.
I think he probably did it. I mean, maybe I'm on the outside on that, but you don't think O.J. Simpson did the murder?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay. I think he did, too. Yeah.
More people think he did, yeah.
But he always claimed his innocence, I think. So anyway, that's their
Fox's lost confession.
Yeah, that's O.J. Simpson, and there's that. So... I don't know. I don't think I'll be... I like American Idol. I'll probably take a peek, see how it is. But Ryan Seacrest, I mean, what do I think of Ryan Seacrest? Is he a creep?
I don't know. And these are accusations still.
I know. The woman has a friend who said how miserable she was. Right. Why didn't you leave? I'm a single mom. I was being paid well.
Right.
And some of the stuff that they said he did
is
not good.
It's creepy.
So,
it's not just kidding around or whatever.
But as I've said, it's awful if it's true, and it's awful if it's a lie. But how am I to think of Ryan Seacrest? I think less of him. Is that fair?
That's right.
I look at Ryan Seacrest and go, ew. But I mean, is that fair to him? Because I don't know what happened.
I've always thought what goes around comes around. He has just been riding this gravy train so much, it seems like he gets so many gigs.
Well, how many of us think we could do Ryan Seacrest?
Right.
Like all of us.
I
right?
know.
It's 15 going a year, and,
exactly.
and we think we could probably do a semblance
of
that?
At least one little portion of what you're doing. Fox's raw footage from the original 2006 O.J. Simpson, What Might Have Happened. So is a 2006 original interview.
And O.J.'s now out after being in jail again.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Again, that's, but yeah.
Some things on Sunday evening that you might want to tap into.
Interesting to see if Ryan Seacrest has any, is it going to rate less because of him? Do people feel like that?
Well, at the Oscars last week, only four of the interviews of the probably 30 he could have grabbed because people were just walking by hearing.
But as you say, these things are in the can. They're taped. It's done.
On this stage, I'm sure.
And maybe as it goes, when you get in toward the live things that they're going to do, I presume, later, maybe you have another host at that point. Depends on what comes out and what happens with all this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 828, whether spoken or written, words have power. Although your real estate listing doesn't need to be a literary masterpiece, the right words in the description can not only help your home sell, but you can get more money. Busey Home Mortgage shares the following research from Zillow Digs. Homes with certain features can sell as much as 13% more than expected, nearly 60 days faster. The top 10 keywords, according to Zillow Digs, to include in your real estate listing to sell your home faster and for more money: barn door, shaker cabinet, Farmhouse Sink, Subway Tile, Quartz, Craftsman, Exposed Brick, Pendant Light, Frameless Shower, Heated Floors. Who'd have thunk it? I don't know if I'd have gotten one of those. With 150 years of unparalleled expertise, put your trust in the strength of the Busey Home Mortgage. Whether it's your first home or dream home, Busey will find the financing that's best for you. Apply at BuseyMortgage.com, visit any Busey location, or call 800-67-BUSEY today, Equal Housing Lender. So if I put in my keywords, barn door, wish I had one. Shaker cabinet, don't have that either, but I know they're cool.
Right.
I mean, you just get them in there.
Uh-huh.
Say. All right, it's 829 ESPN 93.5. Got to meet Verdell Jones Jr. If you've not known Verdell like I have for years, you're in for a treat, my friends. Stand by. 829, your Fox Minute next. Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Brewer. Wash in Savoy.
The Avid Brothers. September 27th, 7:30 p.m. State Farm Center in Champaign. Sadness. True Sadness. Available now. Tickets on sale Friday, March 9th at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com. 866-ILINI-1 and the Illinois Ticket Office at State Farm Center. The Avid Brothers.
Feelings.
Presented by State Farm Center.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. A lot of jobs were added to the economy last month, and a lot more people want those jobs.
313,000 jobs created in February. The unemployment rate holds at 4.1% as 806,000 people enter the labor force. That is the largest one-month gain since 1983.
Fox's Adam Shapiro at the Commerce Department in D.C. Wages up 2.6% year over year. That number's down a bit from last month. The plan is for President Trump to meet face-to-face with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sometime by the end of May. Details are still being worked out. Michael Anton's on the president's National Security Council. He tells Fox and Friends.
The combination of pressure and an openness to dialogue is where we are now that has led to this opening.
Kim asked to meet with President Trump during a meeting with South Korean officials who passed along the message. Fox News. We report. You decide.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at BullandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BullandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. BullandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
The Avid Brothers. September 27th, 7:30 p.m. State Farm Center in Champaign. True Sadness. Available now. Tickets on sale Friday, March 9th at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com. 866-ILINI-1 and the Illinois Ticket Office at State Farm Center. The Avid Brothers. Presented by State Farm Center.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Here we go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast for your weekend from the National Weather Service at INDC.
Starting out with Sunshine Stevie, and later on we've got some clouds and a low 26, up to 46 tomorrow with sunshine, down to 28 with more clouds Saturday night. Sunday's high at 45, down to 27, partly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 29. ESPN 93.5.
Well, in our studio now, Verdell Jones Jr., and he just said, what are we talking about? Sometimes people transcend topic. I don't need to tell you what we're talking about because I just want to hear your voice. Verdell, you are a good man. You've been a good man for a long time. You're now head basketball coach at Urbana High School. In your second year, you took them to the regional championship. That's good growth because the year before, I think you won three times.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're in the process of just, growth and just trying to build the program and to build it in the right way. We believe that winning on the hardwood floor is the end result of winning in every aspect of our life. So we're challenging our young men to win on four floors: the concrete floor, which is in the community; on the tile floor, which is in the classroom; on the carpet floor, which is in the home; and then ultimately the outgrowth of that would be winning on the hardwood floor, because we don't have the issues in our community because we don't have enough good basketball players. But we need to take the game of basketball and utilize it as a catalyst to implement change. Ben said you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, right? Mm-hmm. But I believe you can put salt in his oats and make him thirsty. And our desire is to make these young men thirsty, that they'll drink from the waters of leadership, commitment in the age of convenience, that they'll become great husbands and fathers and contributors to the communities and not people who take away from the community. And that happens through intentionality. And so we're just trying to help them to develop those necessary skills so they can become great men of impact. And if some of them end up in the NBA and or whatever, so be it. But that's not the ultimate goal for us. So every year at the high school level, in each age group, 700,000 kids play basketball. Out of the 700,000, only 13,000 go to college. Out of the 13,000 go to college, only 60 are drafted to the NBA. Out of 60 that are drafted, only get 30 are guaranteed to get paid, because first round money is only guaranteed payment. Out of that 30 are guaranteed to get paid, only 27 are from America now because of Europe and Asian talent, right? Mm-hmm. So you start off with 700,000 and only 27 are guaranteed to get paid, right? And so then if we can put our emphasis on putting those young men in a position where they can be a part of that 13,000 through what we've deposited them over the period of time that we've had them, some of those young men will have the ability to change the scope and trajectory of their families. That has never happened before. The first kid to go to college, we've had that. You know, those kind of things are impactful, and it puts them on a different trajectory for their lives and also for their progeny. And so that we recognize that this game of basketball is a blessing. Okay, and if we use it properly, it can be a weapon or it can be a tool, and we desire to use it as a tool.
What happened to our family?
What happened to our family? I think that we've gotten to a place where I think I said it just a minute ago, the commitment in the age of convenience. We live in an age of convenience, and so as a result of that, one of the tragedies of that and one of the things that happens is that we lose our ability to stay committed. You know, the covenant of marriage it was designed by God, okay? And the covenant of marriage is to be a permanency. It's supposed to be permanent to allow love to look like it's supposed to. When you read in passages of scripture, where in 1 Corinthians, it talks about what love ultimately looks like. It takes time for it to mature to that. Because most of the time when we come into a relationship, into marriage, what we're interested in, you know, we're interested in a honeymoon. You know, we're sexually intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just waiting for the honeymoon. And what we find out at some point in time, the moon tips over and the honey runs out. And then our mother-in-law becomes our mother-outlaw, right? But at the end of the day, that the covenant is that permanency there that says, hey, listen, we're in this thing, and regardless of what happens, we're going to figure this thing out. And I think that's also very instrumental in helping our young people and our children to see, hey, listen, when things get tough, you don't bail. You find a way. And it gives you the ability to grow intellectually, spiritually, emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's easy to just cut bait and run, you know, and I think that has been the trickle-down effect that we see in our culture because of what is happening in our family. You want to build a strong nation, it starts with strong families.
Do I agree with him or do I agree with you?
Yeah. Yes.
Right down the middle.
Impactful.
But Verdell, you have kids. A lot of people know kids. It's half the families aren't staying together.
Absolutely.
And so what as a coach can you do to have an influence but yet not cross the line on Yeah. I can't go that far.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think what I have to do is to help them to understand their value. And that's difficult because what we're waging war is against the social media, against these things, these phones, that really occupy their time. And so what we have to help them understand that their value is not derived, okay, by how many likes they get. Okay, it is not derived by what she thinks about you or what he thinks about you if you're female. You know, it's what you've been ordained to be. Okay. The greatest affirmation a human being can ever receive is the affirmation of his creator. And he says in the passage of scripture that we are his workmanship, created in him unto good works. Now, that word workmanship comes from a more interesting word, poeme, where we get the word poem from. And what it simply means, masterpiece. Now, if the creator of 100 septillion stars and 2 trillion galaxies calls you his crowning achievement, you get no greater affirmation than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so and trying to display that in the lives of these young men and to help them to understand that through life as well as lip, live it in front of them and help them to understand their value. That's really what we're called to do.
Verdell Jones III and Clayton, tell me about the kids.
Well, they're not kids anymore, but I mean, they're kids to me.
Verdell Jones III is what? How old is he now?
Yeah, he's 28.
What?
Yeah,
wow. The kid that made the shot to win the state title for Franklin.
Yeah, he's 28.
The kid that took Central to third. The kid that went to IU for 4.
Come on, man. He's 28.
What's he doing?
He's president of marketing and sales for a ketogenic company.
So,
Where
does he live?
He lives here locally. I think they've been even contemplating relocating to Tampa, Florida, the company and everything. So he's traveling all around the country and doing phenomenal things.
I still couldn't beat him at pig, right?
No. He's like riding a bike. Just.
All right, what about Clayton? He was hurt. He was on the basketball team. He tore his ACL,
and he was a senior this year at Illinois. And it was really a blessing. Yesterday evening, I had an opportunity to go over to Ubbin, and I saw him running on the treadmill. And, I mean, just you have no idea what that did for me, because the last time I was in Ubbin is when he tore his ACL.
He's on the mend.
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah. So it was great to see that. And so he's graduating this spring semester, and we're excited for him
in
the future. Yeah.
Verdell, I love you. You're great. And listen, I want to play for your team. Do I have any eligibility? I want to play for you. I want to hear a locker room talk. I want to be there.
Right. Well, hey, listen, if we can get you about 6 inches taller, you're welcome.
Hey, I used to be 6'4 with my afro, baby. When I had the Michael Jackson shoes in my hair, I was 6'4.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. You sticking with it, right?
Yeah. Man, it hurts me. Anyway, we're rooting for you, but rooting for the way you influence young men, Verdell. You're a good man. You've been a good man for a long time, and love having you on the radio.
Man, it's our pleasure, and the only thing that qualifies me is being good is the good God that I serve.
Well, and you just got it going on, and we heard you on the FCA stage Sunday, and everybody was wowed by the words you espouse and promoted, and I think that's what we need, more quality. And we need to put the quality out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're the man. I'm rooting for the Urbana Tigers.
I appreciate it, man.
I want the Tigers, man. Let's
I appreciate it. Bless you.
Bless you. Thanks for coming in.
Our pleasure.
Verdell Jones Jr., ESPN 93.5. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home and the results are fantastic, but don't just take it from me. With an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Pool for kids' sake at Old Orchard Lanes in Savoy, Friday, April 6th through Sunday, April 8th. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois takes team registrations at 355-2227. Pizza, drinks, prizes, plus a couple of games in your shoe rental as donors gather a minimum of $100 as you raise money for mentors and their matches. County Materials Corporation, Horizon Hobby, and First Bank joins us at Stevie J Broadcasting. It's Bowl for Kids' Sake for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Visit bbbscil.org.
It's pretty hard to be humble about our barbecue at the Humble Hog. Hi, I'm Ben Grice, the owner, inviting you to try our fresh, local meats smoked on site. Enjoy brisket, pork,
ribs, turkey, sausage, and our amazing burnt ends. All of our sauces and spice rubs are made in-house. Go hog wild with our daily specials. Stop by today and try a Paxton Punch. Then cross the street and visit our newest restaurant, Harvest Ale House. Find us on Facebook or visit us on Market Street in beautiful downtown Paxton.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
It's all about craft beer and craft pizza. The new Rafters Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue in Champaign. Their menu features fresh salads, savory appetizers like chili nachos or beer battered cheese curds, piping hot grinders, and classic and craft pizzas. Rafters also features an all-you-can-eat pizza lunch buffet, including salad and drink Monday through Friday. Hungry yet? Check out their craft beer and pizza at draftanddough.com. Rafters, 1906 Bradley Avenue in Champaign.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You know you need to do it, and you know you should do it at least twice a year. You owe it to yourself. I'm talking about a checkup at West Main Dental in Urbana. When was the last time you visited the dentist? If you can't remember or you're in need of a new dentistry team, West Main Dental is where you should go. Our team at West Main Dental is waiting to see you. Come in and be catered by a professional staff that includes Dr. Janet Bardell, a University of Illinois and Southern Illinois University graduate. West Main Dental offers the highest level of dental care in a warm and comforting environment. From a simple quick checkup to providing you with an at-home teeth whitening kit or orthodontic services, trust the professionals at West Main Dental. Visit West Main Dental in downtown Urbana on Main Street, online at westmaindental.com, or call 607-1292. Trust me, you won't be able to stop smiling with a set of healthy, sparkling white teeth thanks to the work of West Main Dental. West Main Dental, online at westmaindental.com, or call 607-1292 to schedule an appointment today.
I just, when Verdell Jones speaks, I just listen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he...
Terrific.
I asked two questions in there. I didn't need to... just go. Just start. Start talking.
Well, and you knew from being at the Illini Land FCA. By the way, so many rave reviews about that this week, about what happened at the Virginia Sunday night.
It was a lot of fun, and Verdell was up there talking about being a head coach at Urbana High School, and a lot of good people took part in that. Anyway, text in, let me know. I mean, I just love Verdell. What do you think? 359-2255, should I have him back? I'd really like to have him kind of semi-regularly, just to hear him talk about life and influencing in a good way. People, let's check your sports headlines.
You can always tap into our interviews at ESPNCU.com in case you missed it. Bulls in Detroit tonight. Pacers will host the Atlanta Hawks. College basketball's been interesting. We had Duke over Notre Dame yesterday, 88-70. And then it'll be facing North Carolina as UNC beat Miami, 82-65. That Atlanta Coast tournament looking very interesting as folks get ready for Selection Sunday on Sunday. And alphabetical order and the different brackets, it's a new kind of format. Oh, again, some people are chattering about that two-hour show that'll be coming our way. We'll see how it all turns out.
Wait a minute. Now, that's Sunday at 5.
Right.
You need to tell me I got American Idol
that's
at 7.
That's right. And then the OJ
stuff. Just can't do this.
I mean,
you got to watch the end of the Valspar, watch Dylan Meyer win his first title. Just kidding. Maybe. You never know. He's in eighth place.
Never know.
Senior on the U of I golf team tied Tiger Woods with a 70 and sits in eighth place at the Valspar down in Florida. Come on, man.
Wow.
Can that happen? All right, let's just see if he makes a cut. If he makes a cut, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Also trending in basketball, Derrick Rose to the Timberwolves. I don't know if you heard that, but the coach-player connection continues. All right. We also have baseball in action in Greenville, South Carolina, as they'll take on Michigan State at 1 o'clock in a doubleheader tomorrow. Mississippi State, who's through the Illini softball team, was scheduled to play, but that's been changed due to the forecast of some torrential rains, part of what happened weather-wise in that northeastern portion of America. Trending in our area, this hockey feasibility study, and what will happen, where will it go, all of that. But basically, just having that excitement of this facility that could come our way in the next few years. This $50 million as the community and U of I could work together and put that over South First Street area, or could it go near downtown Champaign? Folks are talking about that sort of thing. We have Houston and the St. Louis Cardinals going at it as far as preseason ball. We are able to hear some of the Cardinals games on the weekends here at ESPN 93.5.
You listen here.
So, good stuff. I know the Cubs won yesterday. They've got the Angels today. By the way, here are the Cubs on US 105.9. Get in on our bus trip to Busch. That's May 5th. We also, for you Cubs fans, have new magnets.
Yeah.
This will look great on your refrigerator, and it's brought to you by Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
We've got those. Next week, we'll just give them away, these big-time Cub magnets. And it's sponsored by Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, as Diane just mentioned. All right, that's your sports headlines. It's 8:50, 10 before 9. We'll check your weekend forecast. And again, spring ahead on those clocks. Tomorrow night when you go to bed, spring ahead 1 hour.
It's another day. Bob returns after helping the Franklins.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
I feel bad. Ruta guys lost another one.
Oh, let me guess. You did another no-clog guaranteed sewer replacement.
Yeah, I do feel good knowing we fixed their problem permanently for 40% less than conventional methods.
Got sewer problems at your home or business? Call Stevens Underground Solutions. We'll see what's going on and give you multiple options for a permanent solution. Stevens Underground Solutions, 202-3385. We'll get you flowing again.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated. All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, essentially up into the mid to upper 40s for the next few days, starting out with plenty of sunshine. Sometimes more clouds in the evening as we get down into the mid 20s at night. We're currently at 30. On ESPN 93.5 and engineering open house this weekend, today 9 to 4 and tomorrow 9 to 4.
Yep, all over the campus of engineering. Benjamin, who has invented the first catchable glider, 1 ounce flyer, he'll be at the Thomas Siebold building. I'll be going over there for a bit later, but it's kind of cool. Catchringwing.com if you're curious. It's our coolest thing.
Okay.
And he'll be in there with kind of a little display, and people can take a look at his invention that he's got a patent pending on and spent his own money on and all of those cool things. So anyway, it'll be engineering open house. It's always fun to walk around and see all the cutting edge stuff. I'm still kind of, from the week of interviews, the whole robot thing we did, was that yesterday?
Yes.
Well, we were talking about how they're developing humanoids to sit with kids that are sick in pediatrics.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids can talk to them, they talk back, and that they can look at them and be able to check the vitals. And then, of course, we said, what about nursing homes? What about people who live alone? And then I started thinking of Will Smith in the movie I, Robot. Well, they can't feel or think or reason yet. But right now, they can be somebody that can you can say, boy, I tell you, I don't feel so good. That's a shame. I'm so sorry. You know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's feedback. And it's wild. I understand driverless cars are on the horizon happening now. But now we're talking about You know, and then Nathaniel said, Dad, you got it wrong. It wasn't somebody to talk to. It's something to talk to, right? It's a thing. It's not a thing, you know. And then you go to Boston Dynamics and see this mechanical dog open the door, and that freaked me out.
Wow.
A mechanical, like, dog had a little thing. He opened the door.
Right,
and
there's four legs, and then the head kind of looks like a robotic arm.
That was like Creepville. I just wasn't ready for it. Okay, and again, Lulier called earlier. He's at West Palm Beach for the Cardinal game tonight. Cardinals in Houston tonight. And then tomorrow he'll get to go to batting practice and hang out at a dinner after the game at Roger Dean Stadium.
Sounds wonderful.
By the way, the Cubs, as expected, they're not losing.
That's right.
Not even in darn spring training. They're 10-2 and are leading baseball in the best record. Cardinals are measly 6-6. So it looks like the Cubs have won another World Series. It's over. 162-0. It's not
fair.
Hear
the action on US 105.9.
Cubby's got it going. Yu Darvish looking good. I mean, and Kyle Schwarber. I mean, he looks as good as he's looked since eighth grade. I mean, he is fit. He has lost weight. He's probably gonna be money when he gets up to the plate because the guy looks great. So watch out for Kyle Schwarber, the Cubs. He's you know, because he had kind of a disappointing year last year. So watch out, because the guy can hit. Cubs are going to be tough, and Cardinals are going to try and keep up. That's kind of how it looks. But, yeah, weekend games for the Cardinals. And, heck, the season starts the days of nights. It's 20 days.
Yeah. Wow.
Opening day, 20 days away. Unbelievable. All right. We'll meet on Monday and see how those picks are.
Enjoy your weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next. We really appreciate you being there. We know you are. We appreciate all the texts in, all the response we get on the program. We'll do it again Monday morning, 7 to 9. Thanks again for listening. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Hey there. It's Mr. Mattex from Mattex Heating and Cooling. What could you do with an extra $1,600 right now? Go on a vacation? Pamper yourself for a day or two? Well, with the Mattex Comfort Combo Special, get savings on the double of up to $1,600 on a new Trane home comfort system with exclusive savings and energy incentives. Use that extra cash and treat yourself. Visit MattexService.com today for more details and see for yourself why it's hard to stop a Trane. Get the fix with Mattex, serving you since 1994.
The Abbott Brothers. September 27th, 7:30 p.m., State Farm Center in Champaign. True Sadness, available now. Tickets on sale Friday, March 9th at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com. 866-ILINI-1 and the Illinois Ticket Office at State Farm Center. The Avid Brothers. Presented by State Farm Center.
College campuses have a lot more phones in case there's an issue on the U of I campus.
Yeah, so all of our emergency phones that we have on campus, all you got to do is push a button and it rings directly into our department.
Does it say where it's coming from?
Yes, it does. And actually, we dispatch our officers to those e-phones to check the area as well. So if you're not even able to speak to someone, we still have officers heading that way to check things out.
Could you tell me, Becky, because you're a genius, why University of Illinois students and students everywhere binge drink to the point to where they couldn't testify if they had to?
I'm not sure why they do that.
Okay. I just wondered because I don't know either. I mean, when you talk to them about crime prevention and you discuss drinking, and but yet they'll go out and with the intended goal of drinking, throwing up, and drinking some more.
Right. I don't quite understand either myself. So
head shaker, isn't it?
Right.
Detective, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do and what you've done with the Air Force and with your U of I police. We appreciate you. Becky Lauher, our Law Enforcement Official of the Month for March.
Thank you very much.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champagne, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Archery is one of the fastest growing sports today. Momentum Archery in Tolono wants to show you what the hype is all about. Get involved in their classes, game nights, and leagues. From hunting to competition to archery tag, they've got you covered. Plus, improve your accuracy in their 24-hour indoor shooting range. Momentum's professional staff love what they do and can help you become the best archer you can be. Find Momentum Archery in Tolono on Route 45, on Facebook, or online at momentum.com.
Get ready for the 2018 season. Cardinals single game tickets are on sale now and start at just $5. The upcoming season is filled with great matchups, including three weekend series with the Cubs, interleague play against the Royals and Indians, and so much more. The promotion schedule is packed with six jersey giveaways, six bobbleheads, four hats. There's something for everyone in the 2018 season. Get your tickets today at Cardinals.com. There's only one, Cardinals baseball.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's family law section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sammy Anderson.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your